God's attributes were manifested to His bride in His last day. We have come to revelation by the light from inception, and we know who we are and what we're in them for. Praise the Lord. The original eyes, the original eyes, the original sea, the original word is what I believe. The Son of God is within the seven seas.
Stand up with your Bible. Let's do a Bible study. And open a book that is above every other book. The Word of God in written form. There is the written Word of God, and there is the spoken Word of God. The written Word of God is here. The spoken word of God is, thus saith the Lord. And His word comes to His prophets. A prophet is a prophet with different assignments. There is the prophet for an age, and there's a prophet for our edification. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. There is the word of God that comes to us through a prophet to the age. And in this last age, hallelujah, He has spoken to the church through a prophet. That prophet, William Marion Branham, with only one message: come back to the written word. Come back to the written word. If you hear any other thing, it is only to bring you back here. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And He sent some apostles, some prophets, for the edification of the body, for the perfecting of the saints. And he that prophesies unto edification, comfort, and exhortation. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I use this opportunity to tell you there are false prophets. Amen. One of them is Philip Kakou from Sierra Leone. False. Because we search for that in the Bible, and we found him to be false. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Even now, there are false prophets. Any man that speaketh in the name of the Lord, and what he said does not come to pass, that is that which he, the Lord, has not spoken, says this word. Oh, praise the Lord. That prophet has either spoken presumptuously, or he has spoken by a demon. And even what he says come to pass, it is written. After he tells you what to see, the sign and the wonder, and it come to pass, and he begins to take you away from this Bible, from the way of the true God. Hey! He is another Jannes and Jambres, turning snakes to stick to snake, and yet worshipping idols. And that is the reason why today we are looking at a topic with title Idolatry. And we pick our text from 1 John chapter 5. And that is the last chapter, 1 John chapter 5, and the last statement that he made in verse 21. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. And the church will say, amen. Sit down. Sit down. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If I remember some of these things, I use this opportunity to say it. Concerning these false prophets. Many of them are around. Many. Amen. Listen again. Listen very well. Those of you who are under my ministry, you have heard me teach this several times. You better learn it. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 3. But he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to what? Edification and what? Exhortation and comfort. I discover this category of prophets. Listen, before I go into idolatry, I should make this statement. Because there are some of you, the activities, you know, come to our ears and the thing pains us so much. Praise God. Amen. There are some prophets that claim to be prophets, but they never ever give you anything that will make you happy. It is, you may see, they won't kill you. I see you paralyzed. I see you, hey, I see you die. I see they shoot you. I see they assassinate you. I see they kidnap you. Pray, oh, pray, oh, pray, oh, pray. Now message me that. I know they pray before. Pray, oh. The enemy saying, this is your marriage, you're not going to get picking. Pray, oh. Is that a message? Has that edified me? You know what she said? I look for money. You know, if you give me a message, you say, money they come and it will arrive your account on so-so-so date, so-so-so amount. None of them ever sees anything like that. You want to confirm a prophet, don't accept any revelation he has given you until he has given you one that has come to pass, which is good. They have stopped giving me that type of revelation. I don't know whether they still give you, Pastor Zoe. Daddy, I saw you, you die. They kill you. I saw you, you die. And I'll say, is that a message? Before uncle, I'm not going to die one day. You imagine that. And then I will think that you are a prophet. Yeah, Pastor, I see you say you die. You die. Of course, now you go. If it is true, you saw something, you only saw my burial. Which even you were the professor, you too, you go die. You don't go die. All of us go die. So is that a message? Now that they worry me now. You know what they say, I find money. Praise God. Praise the Lord. When devil want to disturb your peace so that you will not have rest, so that you will be you just fear, spirit of fear will come and possess you. He will send these his agents. They will call and call and call. One will call in the morning, another one will call in the afternoon, another one will call in the evening. I see you, I see. All around you, everybody in your house, now which they won't finish you. I see you as you waka, they go between Kwanga and Kefi. You as he said they shoot you. Daddy, are you planning to travel? Why you not talk? Say you see me where they go, China. Na Kwanga, my village. Before I don't go my village. I don't go home. Are you planning to travel? Are you traveling? Before uncle. So what is the message? What is the message? Woman Kebele, these agents, we call them. I see that the enemy say you're not going to burn this speaking alive. Either the king go die or you go die. So pray, oh, will that woman ever have peace again? You are a devil speaking like that. How has he comforted her? But if you come and tell the woman, sister, you have been dreaming, seeing yourself dying and waking up, you bump again, you don't see him again. Is it true? He said, yes, oh. He said, this is thus said the Lord. Nothing will happen. I have heard your prayer. Then the person will have peace. And they say, you are a prophet. Yeah, when they present, they say in brother assembly, and I don't give them due recognition, then go they vex. And all their prophecy is do this, do that, anoint the canal behind the church, anoint the gate, anoint, go around the church 7 times. They know they bring that kind of thing to me, sir. That's the way then they carry and go give them. He go come out for your house for 3 days. If they stay for church, they give him prophecy. Okay, sorry. Okay, he's saying that it is not prophecy, it's intercession. It'll not be you. Okay. And they see some of them. No, you're intercessor. Your house, church, now your second house. Oh, sorry, it's Gabriel Nyejaka. It's not you, it's Gabriel Nyejaka. They see you with one girl. One girl, where they see you close to them. Then the next thing you hear one sister where they eye you. And we just say, "Thus said the Lord to my servant Gabriel Nyejaka. That way you are going, I have not ordained it. And I was in the spirit and I saw Gabriel, after you marry, you suffer. Now you go suffer, Gabriel, no go suffer. He who finded a wife finded a good thing. Why are you saying this wife he found is going to bring problem? You are a devil. You are the one planning that. Anyway, my topic is not false prophets today. Little children, keep yourselves from what? From idols. Hallelujah. Let's talk to ourselves a little bit. Amen. Let's talk to ourselves a little bit. Listen very well. Idolatry. What is idolatry? Idolatry is when anything or anyone gets what God alone deserves. That thing is an idol. That thing is an idol. Anything that receives what belongs to God and God alone, that thing is an idol. The origin of idolatry. Let's just look at it briefly. What is the origin of idolatry? Please listen very well. I told you on Friday night that I was taking a study again of what idolatry is. I discovered that I was also as guilty as, in fact, I was another idol worshipper. And this is, if you listening to me, you may be guilty of it too, without knowing. And that is the purpose of this message. To keep from idolatry, from idol worship. From idol worship. There's a program on the television that they call American Idol. Now there's Nigeria Idol. You know, I want to copy everything for Nigeria. And I copy. They never invent anything. They copy everything. They copy because they condemn their own. Even COVID-19 medicine, they are waiting for Oyibo to bring cure for us. Before Oyibo medicine came to Africa, we not get herbal treatment. Every pharmaceutical product is derived from a herb. But Oyibo package it very well. You know Sabi package. You go cook and drink water. If you leave it too much, maggot go enter. You don't know anything called preservative. So Oyibo on package. Everything package. And the way we do for Nigeria, we go carry our head in the hip, China peep, and so that we like pandedia, it got produced pounding machine. You just press the button, pandedia don't read. Packaging. Hallelujah. Listen very well. The origin of idolatry began when God separated from man. Because of what happened in the Garden of Eden, God, the privilege that God had of having access both to the world of the spirit and the world of the physical, that privilege was removed. And we became trapped to the physical, and we had no access again to the spiritual. That's why those who have the little ability to see beyond the physical, it is called a gift. We call them prophets. Because what Prophet Sunday, prophet, all these prophets, all of them, Amarachi, all of you, men and women all around the world, all of them, what they see that makes them call, we call them prophets, is just what Adam and Eve were enjoying. It was part of them. Man committed sin. Now, if you see, they call it gift. It's a gift. As soon as God separated from man, listen very well, I'm going to talk. As soon as God separated from man, man has been looking back to a way, looking and searching for a way to get back to that God. Praise the Lord. And in looking back to have a way of seeing that God again, of relating with that God again, of speaking to that God and having that God speak back to him in the type of fellowship that they had in the Garden of Eden, the search for it has produced all the religions today in the world. And every religion is an attempt of man to get to his maker. And so, how has that produced idolatry? They know that that God is supernatural, is mysterious. Therefore, anything they see anywhere with any supernatural ability, man begins to see that it means the great deity is in that thing. Therefore, he seeks it to give it worship that he's been wanting to serve the true God. And so because of it, we have all forms of idols. And any form of worship other than the worship of the true God is idolatry. Praise the Lord. We'll come to that in details. The origin of idolatry, we see it in what the Bible calls iniquity. Ezekiel called it iniquity. Iniquity. And that was found in Satan. Satan in heaven. Ezekiel chapter 28. Let's do some reading now. From verse 1. And let's see. You know, this is very, very interesting as I begin to see how God deals with us. Ezekiel chapter 28. But I'm going to read it from verse 1. I catch something here. Amen. The word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, Son of man, say unto the prince of Tyros. Amen. Listen very well. This prince of Tyros referred to in verse 2 here was a physical king. But the king of Tyros, take note, Brother Issachar, are you following? Why is he called prince? He's supposed to be called king. But here he's referred to as prince. Every ruler is a king now. But why is the one of Tyros called prince? Listen. Verse 2 again. Solomon said to the prince of Tyros, thus said the Lord God, because thy heart is lifted up, and thou hast said, I am a God. I am what?
I am a God. I sit in the seat of God, in the midst of the seas. Yet, who are thou? You are only a man, and not God. Though thou set thy heart as the heart of God. Was that the essence of Nebuchadnezzar? Behold, thou art wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that they can hide from thee. With thy wisdom and with thy understanding, thou hast gotten thy riches, and hast gotten gold and silver unto thy treasures. By thy great wisdom and by thy traffic, hast thou increased thy riches, and thy heart is lifted up because of thy riches. Therefore, thus said the Lord God, because thou hast set thy heart as the heart of God, behold, therefore, I will bring strangers upon thee, the terrible of the nations, and they shall draw their swords against the beauty of their wisdom, and they shall defile their brightness. They shall bring thee down to the pit, and thou shalt die the death of them that are slain in the midst of the seas. Wilt thou yet say before him that slayeth thee, I am God? But thou shalt be a man and no God in the heart of him that slayeth thee. Thou shalt die the death of the uncircumcised by the hand of strangers, for I have spoken it, saith the Lord God. Now, take note now. This is a human being. But from verse 11, the thing switched again. In the same prophecy, behold, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyros. So there are two rulers in Tyros. There is the prince of Tyros, and there is the king of Tyros. The prince is, hallelujah, the son of a king. Praise the Lord. Okay, see now. This is the father of the prince of Tyros. This is the spirit that was on that man that had his heart set as a king. Putting himself, making himself look like a god. Listen very well. Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyros and say unto him, thus said the Lord God, thou sealest the psalm, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering. The sardis, topaz, and the diamond, blueberry, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold, the workmanship of that tablet and of that pipes inside of you. Music was prepared indeed in the day that thou was created. Thou art the anointed cherub. Oh, glory be to God. That covered the closest to God. And I said this, so I made you like that. Thou was upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou was perfect in thy ways from the day that thou was created till iniquity was found in thee. So, who is the father of the prince of Tyros? So that you will understand why the Bible refers to Satan as the god of this world. What is the iniquity that was found in him? It's in Isaiah chapter 14. Isaiah caught it. Hallelujah. From verse 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? Talking of his beauty. How beautiful he was. That's that description. Called son of the morning. How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thy heart, that is the iniquity that was in his heart, that was found in him. This is the iniquity. I will ascend unto heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet, that shall be brought down to hell, to the size of the pit. Praise the Lord. praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When he says in verse 12, he says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? He said, how art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? You catch that also in Revelation chapter 12. A description of who he is. And verse 3 and verse 4. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having seven heads and ten horns, and seven crowns upon his heads. A description of the spirit that rules in Europe at the time that Christ was born. And his tail is going down history, identifying how he was cast down. Drew the top part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, but to devour her child as soon as it was born. Go to verse 9. And the great dragon was cast out. That old serpent called the devil and the Satan is called Satan, which deceived the whole world today. He's the one deceiving all the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. One third of the angels of God, that same spirit possessed them. So that you will know the origin of idolatry. Satan seeking worship. The worship that belonged to God alone, he also desired it. And that is what produced idol worship. Praise the Lord. Another source, another origin, of idolatry is the spirit of pride. Of course, the root of Satan's misbehavior was pride. Because he was so close to God, and he saw all the glory that God was receiving. And you can't even get to God except you come through him. He was the cherub that covered it. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And that is why God hates it. Among the things God hates that he called abomination in Proverbs chapter 6, if you read it from verse 16 and verse 17, is idolatry. God hates idolatry. He said, these six things that the Lord hates, yeah, seven are abomination. Abomination unto him. The first one is what? A proud look and a lying tongue. Pride. God hates pride. A proud look. Psalm 101 and verse 5. The origin of idolatry. One of it is pride. He said, whoso privately slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Then he said, him that hath a high look and a proud heart will not I suffer. He, God, will not permit that to go on. He hates it. The fourth origin of idolatry is seducing spirits. That is also, it has a satanic origin. Because it was what he employed to get the one-third angels in heaven to follow him. What is seduction? Seducing is to take you away from whom you have allegiance to. Where your true worship should go, to direct you away from it to another thing. That thing that also shares your attention. Before you get to it, it is by the work and the ministry of seducing spirit. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. That is the reason why Apostle Paul had to bring this warning. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times, and this is the time, some, not all, because I am not among, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Go back again to verse 1. What did he say in the latter times? Some shall depart from the faith. Which faith? Apostolic faith. Which faith again? The faith that God restored us back to through this ministry that we believe the ministry of William Branham fulfilled. Let's read on. What will they be doing? They will be given heed. Verse 1. They will be given heed. They will be listening to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. A seducing spirit is that which takes you to an idol. Now, seducing, remember. Amen. It is not seducing, seduction. It is not seduction until you are married. Praise God. Because it is the act of taking your attention away from whom you have vowed, you know, to be faithful to. It is either through your marriage, for a married man or a married woman, or through the worship of your God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, concerning the end time, from verse 1, seducing spirits. From verse 1, will to God you could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me, because the way he was attacking that thing, for I'm jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I've espoused you to one husband that I may present you as a chaste virgin. You see? A chaste virgin to Christ. That's marriage to your God, to your maker. But at here, let the enemies, what happened in the Garden of Eden? And the serpent beguiled Eve, took the heart of Eve away from her husband Adam to him, an animal. And you see it. Through his subtlety, he does it very, very smartly, cunningly. Before you know what? You are already part of idol worship without you knowing it. So your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Now watch verse 4. For if he that is coming to you say he's a preacher, he's a preacher of the entire message, he's a preacher of the gospel for the rapture, that but he's preaching another Jesus, whom we have not preached, the apostles. Or if you receive another spirit. Amen. This another spirit is the spirit. Amen. That follows idols. That worship. Every worship, there's a spirit behind it. Oh, you don't know. There is a spirit. Look. The Bible refers to Satan, satanic kingdom. It calls it a kingdom. And Satan also has his workers. Okay, let's read it. Or another gospel, which you have not accepted, you might well bear with him. Oh yeah, go to verse 13. For such are false. See his workers. False apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. Listen very well to that verse 13 again. Because do you know that Philip Coco has apostles? That he is the one that appointed them. I said there's a spirit behind it. There's a spirit behind it. Hey. Very hardworking workers. Every error God has preached up, there must be people that will follow it. It is by an anointing, there's a spirit behind it. It is a seducing spirit. Go to that verse 13 again. They transformed themselves into the apostles of Christ. It's not Christ that made them apostles. It's not Christ. Do you know why they are apostles? Oh, Father, I give you thanks. Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you. Now I understand why he gave me that revelation some few years back, that anybody claiming he's an apostle now, that it is wrong. The reason is because the apostle, they are the foundation laying ministry. And the foundation has been laid. And there can be no other foundation that can be laid. But if you are going to lay another foundation, then you need apostles for that foundation you are laying. God gave me that revelation to preach to the bride of Jesus Christ to check this nonsense that is going on. If anybody comes now and says, God called me to be an apostle, go and hear again. You didn't hear well. Because it is the foundation laying ministry. In Ephesians chapter 4, he says he gave some what? Apostle. Verse 11 and verse 12. Praise the Lord. And he, Jesus, gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Verse 12. What is he given for? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now, let's go back. So you now know, go to chapter 2. Now you now know that the purpose of the fivefold ministry is for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edification of the saints. Now listen very well. Praise the Lord. Verse 19. Now, therefore, listen very well. You who are born again are no more strangers and foreigners, but what? Fellow citizens with the saints and the household of God, and are built. Can you hear this? Hear the terminology. It's a building. And we are built upon a foundation. What is the foundation? The foundation of the apostles and the prophets in the Old Testament. No prophet, the son of God, not his type of prophet. The prophet that prophesied the coming of the church of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are built upon that. That is why he says in Galatians chapter 1, if any man preaches any other gospel contrary to what we have preached, even if an angel comes, hallelujah, and preaches any other thing, let that person be accursed. The certainty of the apostolic ministry. But the apostles have died and gone now. They have not died and gone. They have left the foundation. This is a living ministry. The apostolic ministry is a living ministry. If you say God to call you, is to build upon the foundation they laid. Let's read on. And I built, verse 20, upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, because he is the center of the activities of the building. Now, see where I am going, verse 21. In whom, that Jesus, all the building, can you see the terminology he's using? The building. He said what? Fitly framed together, grow it unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. The church of Jesus Christ is a building. It is called the temple of God. Oscar, don't Don't change to become Apostle Oscar. Don't change. Because we call you false. Anybody answering Apostle Gabriel Yejeka, you are false. If you call any other name, now you serve it. I didn't call any other name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Listen. Anybody. Hey. Thank God for COVID-19. Everybody is hearing me now. In this age, God connected you to a ministry like this, and you allow yourself to be deceived. It is because you are ordained to go to hell. It's because you are firewood for hell. Because we have not shown to declare to you the whole counsel of truth, even when it is against us. Listen, the temple, the church of Jesus Christ, is built for the habitation. It's for the habitation of God. And it is a type of Solomon's temple. Solomon's temple. Hallelujah. The materials for the building, they were provided by his father. Solomon is a type of Jesus Christ. David is a type of God, the father of Jesus Christ. From the foundation of the world, the stones, and we are lively stones. We are not dead stones. Apostle Peter said we are lively stones. They are provided for this building. They were provided from the foundation of the world. Before the appearance of Jesus. All the stones, they all have their names. All the stones have their names. Hallelujah. These stones for the building. For the building. The stones that are foundation stones. Hallelujah. There are the prophetic stones. There are the evangelical stones. Hallelujah. There are the teaching stones. All this together. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we also have them, those stones in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 9 of them. They are the stones for this building. And David even set it up to the musicians. Up to those who will stay at the altar. Called priests. There is an altar. And among those priests, no woman was there. Oh, glory be to God. So that you understand why in this age you cannot ordain a woman pastor. No. The fivefold ministry alone are given the charge of building this temple. So the apostles, remember that it took 7 years for the Solomon's temple to be built. Speaking of 7 church ages. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So somebody will catch this revelation if you are sincere. And every revelation, every voice you hear, bring it to the Bible. If he says, I call you as an apostle, listen to what he means. He may be telling you to preach the apostolic doctrine. He has called you to contend for the gospel. And not to come and bear the title of an apostle. No matter what description you give them, apostle is the one that goes and sets things in order. He goes and sets things in order. Who sets things in order? It's the pastor that sets things in order. Because he's given a charge of a flock. It's the shepherd that sets his church in order. So somebody, you are not part of my church here. You are coming. Do you know the problem I'm going through here? Every church has a peculiarity. And especially in the end time message. There's one that I went to visit at Ekpe one time in Kogi State. Who was parading himself for years around us. That is apostle. When I went to finish the church, there were 15 of us inside the church that day. And anytime he comes, we'll not go rest. Say one big man of God has come. He used to put up in my house. God forgive you. keep us miserable. We are adoring him, man of God, apostle, apostle, apostle. Until I visited him. We went out for prayer. One shop, when they sell provision, the size. We sat down there, 15 of us. You are jumping from church to church all over the country, apostle. You will sit down when hungry, wire up. You will say, the Lord is saying, I should visit your church, Zoe. That there are some things we set in order there. What have you put in place that you will use as a reference point to set others in order? Nothing. So when I came back, I told my pastor, I said, sir, that man when they come, Nala, you will be apostle. That is me. I said, lie, pastor, that man is not an apostle. How will you have not affected your environment. He is not able to convert anybody around. But he's jumping from place to place. Our pastor set up Dickens to put his church in order. The man heard that our pastor put up this digging board because the pastor did not consult him. He sent a message. He said, thus said the Lord. He said, that which you have set up, I, the Lord, have not confirmed it yet. Wait for the appointed time so that he will be the one that will say, go ahead to take control. Anyway, that's another idol. We'll come to that. Praise the Lord. And a mumu pastor who does not know his... oh God. Jesus said, when you went to see John the Baptist, who did you go to see? A reed shaken by the wind. That's the problem they have with me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How can you be a man and a pastor without a backbone? And what gives us that backbone? This is the pillar. It's the Bible. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Satan has his ministers. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 13, 14 says so. He has his minister. He himself, he disguises as an angel of light. Transforming themselves into the angel of light. They transform themselves into apostle of Christ. Verse 14. He said, and no wonder, no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Verse 15. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness. But they have an end, whose end shall be according to their works. Because it's a judgment that follows that spirit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are looking at the origin of idolatry. And the last example about the origin I want to look here is the quest. The quest for an easy way out of problem. Out of our problem. The search for an easy way out of our problems. That is what produces idolatry. This God we are not seeing. The one with the sea, see you are here. This God, they say we should worship by faith. Because of the demand from this God. The true God. So the counterfeit comes. Hallelujah. The counterfeit comes. Made in China. Goods. Nigerian standard. You know, there's African standard. Praise the Lord. Because our regulatory authorities, you know, they're not able to cope with the smartness of these people. So, amen. Ah, God. Amen. You go to buy something in China, they will ask you, is it for Africa or for America? Where are you coming from? There is American standard and there is the African standard. Even in Africa, there's a Nigerian standard again. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Look at everything, all the building materials. I'm telling you now, those of you in Nigeria here, looking at me. See, anything you see, any product in the market you see made in Nigeria, buy it. It is 1,000 times better than any other product anywhere, including drugs. There is a drug. Look at the container of that drug you are buying. Whether it comes from America, from Europe, or from China, from everywhere, you will see it there for export only. They have the one for their own consumption in their country. Then there is the one for export only. So that you'll understand. But in Nigeria here, the regulatory authorities, they pursue them, they follow their factory. Because you know they catch you. If they catch you, all your investment in that factory is closed. So you maintain the standard. Although it is more costly, for very obvious reasons, we don't have power. The cost of production is higher. No road, no transport, no electricity, no. We pay for security, we pay for everything. So all that cost is built into that. So, but it may be costly, but it is original. Serving our God goes with a cost, but it is original. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Come, buy Nigeria wire. Buy China wire. Imported wire. And wire your house. Mount air condition there. Then they catch fire up and down. It can't withstand the strength of our generator and our NEPA that brings such. So the ones that produce in Nigeria, I'm doing easy marketing for you producers of Nigerian product. Come and see me. Make me your ambassador and let me enjoy some of your profits. Anyway, praise the Lord. I'm only being patriotic and I'm being truthful. It's not just about patriotism, it's about being truthful. Praise the Lord. Go and buy Panadol made in Nigeria and buy Panadol brought from India. You will see the difference. Buy malaria drug made by Bicham product here and then go and buy malaria product for India. You would drink, you would see the difference. Some now talk with the drink. It isn't a Panadol. Okay now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. As it happened physically, so it is spiritual. They are looking for easy way out. Because these ones that come from there, they are cheaper. Very, very cheap. To serve the God of Israel, there are requirements of holiness. Without holiness, you cannot see God. A man does not want to live a holy life. Man does not want to live a righteous life. Man does not want to do night vigil praying for long. Man does not want to exercise patience and wait for appointed time. Man is looking for easy way out. And Satan is there to make it easy for you. But before you do that, praise the Lord. You will, there's a price for it. You will bow before him. You will worship him. That's what we see in Matthew chapter 4. The third temptation of Jesus Christ. The third temptation of Jesus Christ, verse 8. From verse 8. Again, the devil took him up into an exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. Praise the Lord. And said unto him, what did he say? What did he say? All these things I will give you. But there's a condition. If thou will fall down and worship me, every unbeliever that is making it, every unbeliever that is successful, watch it very well. He's worshiping one idol somewhere. He belongs somewhere. Belong either to a cult, or has some idol somewhere. Then said Jesus unto him, what did he say? Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. What did he say? Get thee hence. Chase him out from him. Eh? It is written. Where? The written word. Hallelujah. What is written? Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Don't worship any other thing. Hallelujah. Any object of worship is a god. It is an idol. And every idol is a god. An idol is anything that is given excessive or blind adoration. Is given reverence or is given devotion. It is an idol. Excessive adore. You adore that thing. You reverence that thing. Or devotion. All these belong to God and God alone. That's why Christ was quoting that scripture. Mark chapter 12. Let's read some scriptures. Verse 28 to verse 30. Mark chapter 12. And one of the scribes came, and having had them reasoning together, and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments, and that is the most important, is what? Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Trinity. Eh? Did I read it well? It's a commandment. One Lord. And thou. This is a commandment. It's a commandment. Hallelujah. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. I read it again. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with some of your heart, some of your soul, some of your mind, and a part of your strength. All thy heart, all thy soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. It is a commandment. Deuteronomy chapter 6. He repeated it. He kept repeating it in several other places. So let's just take some of this. Verse 4. Let's read it. It's a long reading, so that you catch it very well. Let's read up to verse 15. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is what? He repeated it. Apostle Paul says, one Lord, one baptism, one faith. Let's read on. Hallelujah. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. And these words which I commanded this day shall be in thy heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walketh by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thy eyes, like eyeglass. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on their gates. And it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he swore to thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and godly cities which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things which thou fillest not, and wells digged which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not. When thou shalt have eaten and be full, then, listen very well, then beware, lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. Ye shall not go after other gods, of the gods of the people which are round about you. Finally, for the Lord thy God is a jealous God among you. He's a jealous God. Lest the anger of the Lord thy God be kindled against thee and destroy thee from off the face of the earth. So from this you can see, whatever we love the most and we are most anxious to retain and please, that thing that we are anxious to retain and please, whatever it be that we depend most upon for happiness, and we depend upon the most for health, whatever has the most of our hearts is our God. But take note, He does not share His glory with any man, our God. That's why He said He's a jealous God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That was the first commandment. Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 to 5. As they left Egypt, the commandments were given. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. I repeat verse 3. Thou shalt have no other gods before me, that is beside me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm stressing this so that you'll understand the emphasis of this, how God hates idolatry.